Imagine my frustration over the years, knowing who the New World Order is, knowing their fraud, how they got control of the world by buying off politicians and having them tell the public that their Federal Reserve, their Bank of England was the government when it wasn't. To know they're behind the social engineering, the stage wars, the stage terror, they're behind it all. Their think tanks brag about it. They're behind the cancer industry. They're behind all the scams, everything. They're just a pack of hardcore, ruthless, bloody terrorists who are psychopaths. See, most psychopaths aren't like John Wayne Gacy dressing up like a clown or Ted Bundy running out in a, you know, in a yellow Volkswagen. They go and they want to wear uniforms, go study criminology. They want to get power. They want to become bankers. They want to become senators. They want to become generals where they can. These are controlled, disciplined psychopaths. And they just a wonderland. And then they've dumbed the public down. Public's running around drooling, literally, having no idea what's going on. If we are unable to warn the people about what's happening, they're going to do their purges here. You know, we've got this light at the end of the tunnel that our guests are offering us, and it's a great solution, Monetary Reform Act they're proposing, and is well-researched and reasoned and will work historically in the context of our current problems we face, current challenges. Or you got the other lot of the tunnel that is a freight train going to roll over you, going 100 miles an hour, and you know, where they bring in a police state to protect their criminal consolidation. Most countries are enslaved. Most countries turn into despotisms. The elites would rather have a giant mass of third world slaves than, you know, have a free market good system that's based on just weights and measures. We're going to continue with Todd, Rick, Bronco, and others, but let's start getting into any areas that we've mentioned that because I talked to you off air, Pat, and some you, Bill, areas that both of you think are important. I mean, you talked about individual things families can do now to protect themselves, Pat. You know, what do you have to say, Bill? Not just your Monetary Reform Act, but how do we help individuals now with what we're facing?
Well, to me, you've got to draw a sharp distinction between the fake solutions that are out there and the precise solution that we have developed. We don't speak in generalities. We know precisely what to do. This can be instituted even in a matter of weeks. We say the transition period would take a year, but that's just not to alarm people. In fact, you could institute it very, very quickly and put the country instantly on a firm financial footing and put a stop to all this stuff. You know, I just want to read one more Lincoln quote. We're about 5 months from the end of his life, when he saw how the bankers were attempting to destroy his attempts at government-issued money, he put it this way: "I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned. An era of corruption in high places will follow. The money powers of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed." Because after all, isn't that the essence of our political experiment here in America? It's the essence of the Constitution, and yet it's never mentioned in the Constitution. It's the separation of powers concept. What is that? That spreads power, both political and financial, out very broadly among a bunch of people. That makes the government of this country very unwieldy, very slow. But that's a good thing. It's also very, very safe. Yeah, that's what democratizing is all about. And that's what's being destroyed by money being aggregated into a few hands.
Yeah, you want that separation of power. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I think Bill's really got to the essence of this. The separation of powers was to do precisely that. Because, you know, we know Lord Acton's quote that all power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so, you know, the founding fathers of the United States, being quite well aware of that and having witnessed the negative effects of the concentration of power in England through the Bank of England, which they were well aware of, that was the vehicle for it, they divided these.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing our discussion with the makers of the Money Masters film. Pat Carmack and Bill Still, your phone calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I want to debate some of the different systems of monetary reform. Now, the public tends to think that monetary reform, that the word reform itself is good in and of itself, not that reform just simply means to change the form of. And if you jump off a cliff and bash into a bunch of pieces at the bottom, that is a reform. Is that a good reform? The reform that I believe is going to be rammed through, because they've said it's the one they're planning, is a remonetize the dollar under a North American larger system, tying it into the euro, and then a world central banking regulatory expansion of power. And they're now saying this, as we said years ago they would. This is my prediction, not hard to predict, that they would say, we've had these problems with bad lenders. Give the central banks, the big banks, the power to go shut down smaller banks and control other groups and different types of lending organizations, and we'll fix all the predatory lending. And they run lots of PR pieces, bashing little money cashing places and, you know, smaller loan sharks, but never talking about themselves, and that they're going to have a worldwide system where it's a basket of different scams they run, but where they don't even have a world currency at first. They just set in regions what they say that currency is worth, and then they inflate or deflate, but it'll always be inflate, at their leisure for whatever helps them squeeze the domestic population. But also to set the foundations of a global tax and a global regulatory system, while they have the regional blocks, they're going to make you, and they've said this, buy carbon credits on what you exhale. Even the New York Times said a tax on breathing was the headline a year ago. And they're going to tax you there, your car, your home, new environmental enforcers, a new environmental guild to carry all this out. So I see that as the system they're going to push. Now, it is true that Ron Paul, who I agree with on 98% of things, you know, he has the kind of the Austrian school and believes on gold and silver because you can't manipulate it. And he says, well, it'll always be manipulated if you don't. The problem is, as our guests say, they, the globalists, own most of the gold and silver, so they can manipulate that too. I agree with the power of a fiat currency, but an educated public about it, transparent government, getting money out of the equation where it's just an agreed-upon mode of exchange to accelerate true commerce and business and free market, instead of always allowing whoever it is to manipulate and control the fiat currency in private hands. But so if you want to talk about Ron Paul's views and disagree with those, that's fine, or add to it. I just think that we tend to get to fight, you know, monetary researchers and reformers arguing about the gold system. I disagree with you thinking, Bill, that it's going to be a gold-silver system that's pushed. We're going to find out real soon. We have seen them announce it is going to be the regional system pegged and controlled by a new global regulatory authority with the private banks, not just controlling government and issuing currency and credit and liquidity, but now becoming world government, and then, as I said, phasing in the global tax through the carbon tax and also carbon credit and trading. I want to get your comment on that, Bill, and then Pat.
Point out that they have to disguise it so that it doesn't sound like a world currency. Americans will revolt at that. Nations in general.
Yeah, it's going to be a carbon credit.
Especially in America, they will have to disguise this tremendously. Well, that's why I think ultimately this will fail and they'll have to go to some sort of gold standard. But I mean, really debating what the basis of the monetary system is not nearly as important as other basic reforms. And I'd like Pat to speak to that. He's the expert.
Well, I don't know that I'm the expert, but it's certainly true that the nature of the reserve, whether it's gold or silver or some other commodity or fiat, that doesn't matter nearly as much as who gets to create the money that that base is used for as a base. So if 90% of the money is created by private banks and it's a fiat currency, that's no worse or no better than if they create 90% of the money if the base is gold. So a lot of gold people who want to put in a gold or silver or some other commodity as the monetary base don't understand that, you know, that's only a small part of the problem. It certainly is true. I mean, there's something to be, I don't want to be totally against gold and silver in every respect, because as you mentioned earlier, Alex, like, private ownership's a good thing, because your U.S. dollars you're holding, your savings account, are worth less every day. So on a private basis, it's a good form of, to have some diversification into gold, silver, and even other commodities for that matter. But the fundamental reform that has to happen is fractional reserve banking has to be abolished. And all that really means is private creation of money has to be abolished. And that's
another example of that isn't just fractional reserve banking. It's banks or even credit card companies selling as securities bundles of credit card debt. I mean, that's another form where it's not just classical banks doing it now. It's just all sorts of groups running around doing it, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. There's new forms of money. You know, credit card debt has expanded the money supply outside of the controlled system of the, fractional reserve banking. So it's just it's another scam. Private banks have created that money. They create it as debt. They let you incrementally add to your credit card debt, and they simply create that. You know, the government is involved in any way, so that should be abolished as well. You know, ultimately, money must be created by the people through their representatives, and not by these private bankers who are concentrating all wealth in their hands. You know, I mentioned last time the UN has estimated repeatedly each year how many people own as much as the poorest half of the world, so roughly 3 billion people. The number's gone from roughly 350 people a decade ago to around 200 people now own as much as 3 billion, the 3 billion poorest. That has to be stopped, and the vehicle that's causing that is private creation of money.
Well, I agree with you, but you know, earlier you were talking about how you have this cabal,
right,
or you have this combine. Oh, what was the particular term you used for the private group of banks that are the Federal Reserve?
Well, it's a cartel or a cabal.
Cartel.
Yeah.
And this really is a cartel. And imagine how dumb the elite think the general public is, that in college and in school and in life, still, if you say the Federal Reserve is private and is a cartel, when they describe themselves as a cartel when it's founding, that you're told it doesn't exist and Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. Now, the good news is most people now know that was a lie and a fraud. But I mean, that's how masterful these people are, is that we've now had a 98-year debate about whether it's private or not, when if it was always private, instead of do we want private banks controlling the issuance of currency and credit, which then allows them to buy up the whole economy. I mean, this is like saying, can Alex Jones call himself Federal Reserve Bank of Austin, Texas, and then I'm the only one you can get money from? I mean, I would obviously take over the town in a matter of years, and they have. I mean, so many listeners email me and say, why does this even matter? Folks, this is carnival show charlatans that have done all of this. So comment on that, Pat.
Well, yeah, it's the Wizard of Oz. You throw back the curtain, and you see, you know, the reality is there's this rather weak, ignorant man who's really manipulating the whole system with smoke and mirrors, and that's what we've got. The Federal Reserve sits on the Mall in Washington, along with all the government buildings, and everybody assumes, well, this is another government agency, and it's not. You know, it's privately owned, and it operates to maintain, preserve, protect this cartel, not the American economy. You want evidence? Read the paper about what's happening in the American economy. Now, how many of your listeners are working 20% less than they did, say, 10 years ago, or 30% less? How many of them are less productive and so on? In other words, we're all working harder. We're producing more and more, yet we're poorer. The average American is poorer than 20 years ago, despite, you know, all of our great natural resources and so on. We have not had natural disasters that account for the economic situation we find ourselves in now, or this gradual erosion of the middle class.
We're becoming like the Mexicans, where they have triple the resources the U.S. has, but are totally poor.
Exactly.
We are getting a dirtbag elite.
If I could break in, you know, what the most outrageous single point that people could take away here is that 99% of the population does not realize that when you go to your bank and you take out a loan, which is 90% of the money in circulation in the United States, that money was created out of nothing. They have the monopoly power to just create it out of nothing and then have the gall to charge us interest on it. That's what the system is. That's why they're getting rich. That's why we're getting poor.
Well, yeah, and they loan it to our government. The government gives them the right to print it or create it on electronic keyboards, and then they loan it to the government at interest. And the government's paying over $400 billion in interest. Well, obviously, that ought to be stopped. And it's by the policy of obfuscation of this fact that the public's kept ignorant of it. How do they do that? They use part of that money to buy the media. If you look up the ownership of the major media in this country, since the 1920s, it's been owned predominantly by banks. It's almost exclusive now. So the only place you can get the truth about this matter is shows like this one on the Internet and so forth. But that's, you know, most people take all their information from either the major newspapers, magazines, or TV.
And now we're kicking the butt of the mainstream media. So the feds are coming out and saying, we're going to end net neutrality and basically shut down the old web. And you're not going to have websites. You'll have a few thousand establishment sites that you can visit. You know, they've now announced that.
Right.
God help us, man. We got a break here. You can take a few minutes off. We're going to come back and talk more about this and take calls at 1-800-259-9231. Todd, Rick, Bronco, and many others. It's just so amazing. The police are out writing tickets because they think they're broke. The government's broke. It's not broke. The banks own it all. We'll be right back.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I wanted to point out that they give the states unfunded mandates. Say the feds will fund it for 1, 2, 3 years, 4 years sometimes. And then after the laws that they get the states to pass with federal lobbyists down here, they say that the states then have to fund it. And so, you know, they triple, quadruple the number of police, and they're going to go out and write you tickets. You go 1 mile over the speed limit, they're going to do it. Neighbor sees you yell at your child, they're going to CPS your child. I mean, it's all of a predatory state. And the international banks, you wonder how it could be in Germany or Australia or Russia or England or Canada. It's all the same law, same names. It's global. And when you read the Federal Reserve information, the Club of Rome info, the Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, it's all, this is for the administrative convenience of the international banks. That's their words. And so you wonder why your school's a police station? You wonder why you're treated like a slave? They're getting their property in line. This is a plantation. And you are a slave. Now, it's all done by fraud. They just made it up out of nothing. But this is life and death info. You know, I can't stress Pat Carmack and Bill Still, you know, how this affects people's everyday life. I mean, the point you were making, Bill, about how the banks just make it up out of nothing. It's all fraud, and they don't want you to pay it back. That's where they get real assets, and people don't understand that. Can you explain that to them?
99% of the population, I'm telling you right now, does not realize when they go to the bank and take out a loan where that money comes from. They just made it up. They have the right to just make the money up and loan it to us at interest.
And that's why they want a worldwide cashless society, because then they're going to outlaw barter and other forms so that they can really reduce money supplies and really rape us. Go ahead.
Well, I've got a 1933 Franklin Roosevelt quote. This was a letter to a confidant. He wrote it this way. He said, "The real truth of this matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson." So that goes to Pat's point about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, one of the points Milton Friedman made about why is it that we should advocate, and Alex, you pointed out, well, if the control of the bankers is so great, why discuss, you know, these reform measures and all? Well, Friedman offered two reasons. One of them is, he said, it's worth discussing radical changes, reform, not in the expectation that they will be adopted promptly, but for two other reasons. One is to construct an ideal goal so that incremental changes can be judged by whether they move the institutional structure toward or away from that ideal. So there he's saying, you know, it may not happen in a huge reform act. It may be many little acts that are in response to public demand. The other reason he says is very different. It is so that if a crisis requiring or facilitating radical change does arise, alternatives will be available that have been carefully developed and fully explored. And that relates to what else you said, that they already have false solutions prepared. So when things go awry, we're going to hear from the mass media and their experts a lot of false solutions that don't address this problem. But Friedman's saying, no, let's make sure that we do know what the proper solution is so that when the time is ripe, we know what to do.
Well, absolutely. I still think even some of the audience out there don't realize the stakes here. Because these bankers are making themselves gods. Forget enthroning themselves. I mean, they are just absolutely on power trips. And Bill, the squeezing has only begun. Is it going to be hard for you to sit there and watch the people carrying out the execution of our economy, posing as saviors, being worshipped on television? I know that's always hard on me.
Well, I've been watching it for 14 years now. It's just amazing to me that it's taken so long to actually get to this point. But I had no idea that they could really pump so much money into the system before it collapsed. And so that's why it's taken so long.
Oh, well, they wanted us hyperextended. I mean, that's another point here. The whole system is designed to want to get people in debt. That's why when you're a guy working for $6 an hour in college, you get a credit card three or four times a week in the mail, but when you're not in debt, you get credit card offers twice a year. This incentivizes.
Well, not only that, but major banks are making big money off of this real estate run-up, and that's the major economic factor.
Well, exactly. But I was about to say, it incentivizes getting people in debt and making bad loans, which then the taxpayer bails out. Let's skip this break. Let's just keep talking right now with all the callers. Here we go.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. so keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drink and Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drink and Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That PhysU here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drink and Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drink and Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drink and Mate at holiday stores.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, we stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It's very simple. We have private banking families and not your bank down the street. The big banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, and a few others, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, that's who owns the stock in those companies. That's who dominates and controls that private stock. They are cold-blooded. They are predatory. And so we can debate what monetary reform we want. Their reform is more banker control, world regulation, world tax, on carbon. Just totally going from out of the frying pan into hell. I mean, you know, getting deeper into their system. Kind of like a boa constrictor eating a monkey saying, here, I'll help you. Let me just get your tail finally down my gullet. Instead of the monkey, you know, trying to fight its way out. So we can debate this all day long. We were just now talking behind the scenes there for InfoWars.com stream listeners. You got to go to the streams, folks. If you're listening on another stream on the web somewhere and you're not hearing the behind-the-scenes stuff, you got to go to InfoWars.com and listen to those streams. We were just now discussing that, and I mean, it's a no-brainer. The central banks, the private families, own most of the gold and silver. It's a great investment. You need to be in it because that beats the fiat currencies. But the problem is if they come up with that monetary reform, of now, oh, let's get off that and go to this, that puts us right back under their control. Now, I disagree with Bill Still, who's a very smart guy. I mean, certainly he's right about that, and they could propose it, but I have already seen them propose the regionally controlled, with a world authority over all banks and financial institutions, and to introduce you to the tax, oh, it's a carbon environmental tax that they don't want to call a tax, but you buy it from the central bank. So that's it. We know what they're going with. The next big global bubble that will be the final bubble is controlling and taxing all carbon that is put off by all carbon-based life forms. So this is taxing you to breathe. You're going to have your own bureaucrat assigned to you that inspects your home on a monthly basis. I mean, it's so hellish. What it's not my opinion. So when this all happens, don't say, oh, my God, Alex, you were psychic again. It's all stated. So we're having some debate. Are you still there, Todd?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, try to finish up your point of what you're trying to say.
Well, actually, I'd finish my first point. My second point has to do with inflation, which you talk about a lot. And I often hear it implied, though it's never really stated in so many words, that the problem with our current dollar crisis, monetary crisis, is that we have too much money chasing too few goods. Well, I happen to have a copy of the Truth and Money book, which is quoted in the Money Masters documentary.
Right.
And one of the key phrases in there is that... Are you still there?
Yeah, it's a great book.
Yeah, what I was going to say is one of the key phrases in there is that we have a, quote, built-in shortage of money, end quote. And the reason we have a built-in shortage is two reasons. Number one is whenever the bank loan is repaid or the principal of a bank loan is repaid, that money vanishes. It's uncreated. And the second reason is...
Yeah, but that's why they always want more debt.
Right, but the interest, the money needed to pay the interest is never created. And so if everyone got out of debt, all the money supply would vanish, but there would still be billions in all this compounding interest debt. So we have a built-in shortage of money, and so that's why I'm always arguing with people that hiking the interest rate is a false solution, because that's just going to drive the wedge even further between the outstanding interest debt and the money that's out there to pay it off.
Well, that's right. Long term, that's not a fundamental solution at all.
Or even a partial solution.
Well, that's right.
I mean,
yeah, you're correct. And so, again, what needs to be done is that our money needs not to be created by private banks that we must borrow, so that it's created as with an equivalent amount of debt, for which you're also correct, there isn't also money created for the interest. So right away there's a shortage of money in the general economy, because it's all bearing interest. You know, it has to be paid by someone.
Yeah, it's a musical chairs system.
Yeah, so we have to abolish that system, and it has to be created not as debt, but as the act of the sovereign state, and used simply to pay for the goods and services the state needs for the benefit of the common good for the general population.
Well, one last point, if there's time. In case you didn't know, somebody mentioned the Wizard of Oz earlier. I think it was Bill. There's a book out called Web of Debt by Ellen Brown. It came out last year, and in that book she talks about how the Wizard of Oz, or the original book that was written, not the movie, was actually an allegory for monetary reform.
Yeah,
and
that's
that
correct.
The ruby slippers were actually silver slippers in the book, denoting...
That's right.
Right, so
and
I
the yellow brick
that
road... Yeah, and the yellow brick road was the gold standard and so forth. That's correct. And by the way, Ellen Brown wrote an endorsement of the Money Masters, which appears on our website. But she's correct.
Yes, she quotes the Money Masters at length in her book. So.
Yes.
But that's all I had to say. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take some more calls. But before we do that, we don't have time to screw around. You need to go to Infowars.com. That way you support us and the filmmakers. We have it for $19.95. And it is just hour after hour after hour. I haven't timed it out. Exactly how long are the two discs? I haven't timed it
out. 3 hours, 23 minutes.
Yeah, 3 hours, 23 minutes. And
can I make a point about gold-backed money?
Sure, we'll do that in just a moment. Right now, I just want people to know how they can get this bill. The Money Masters at Infowars.com, how the banks create the world's money. And I'll just plug it before the show ends, but people should know it's available at Infowars.com. Go ahead and make a point.
Yeah, well, for those who think that the amount, there's so much gold in the system that it can't be controlled, in the early 1970s, the Hunt brothers, they were not even major players on the New York scene, used the newly created electronic trading to corner the silver market, which is much more vast than the gold market. Two, you know, smaller fish down in Texas were able to corner the market. They had to change the exchange rules to beat them. So don't tell me that it can't be cornered, these commodity markets can't be cornered by wealthy individuals.
Absolutely. They do it all the time. And again, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, here is the film the Money Masters, and inside you have the two discs, close to 3.5 hours. In there, there's a nice little booklet that comes with it. Quite a price, $19.95 at Infowars.com for the two CD set, the 3-hour, 23-minute film, and the booklet. I just want you to have this. And folks, of course, you can find some scratchy copy on the web, and that's great for folks that aren't in contact with a DVD. These are great films like Endgame or Terror Storm or my new film that I just put out that needs to be seen. It's so good on the DVD, Truth Rising, or the film that these guys made, The Money Masters. I mean, you also need to support those that are putting out this type of information. So go to Infowars.com, get the DVD today of The Money Masters. Let's go back to the calls here. Rick in New Hampshire and then Bronco and others. Go ahead, Rick.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that was just a wicked static interruption there.
Now, that's the way phone systems sound. The Telos Classic, one of the most popular phone system in talk radio, to let you know, because they're designed for fans of talk radio, it goes when you're actually...
Yeah, that's
actually,
what it did.
Yeah, well, that's just a standard sound that a Telos system in talk radio makes. Go ahead.
I was expecting a big Louie to come through the mouthpiece here.
All right, man.
Hey, Bill Still, it's a pleasure to hear your voice. Is this book, The New World Order, written in 1990? Is this you?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, thank you.
That was the first New World Order book.
What's that?
That was the first New World Order book.
That's right. This is the first one I read, too. And I still enjoy it for reference. But anyway...
It beat Ralph Epperson's book out by about 3 months.
Right, right. Well, it certainly helped me a lot, and I still have it, and it's one of my permanent pieces there. Let's see. You know, that Monetary Reform Act, that goes back over 10 years now, right? That's in the end of your film. I've seen your film at least a dozen times, by the way, and I love it, and I've showed it to dozens and dozens of people.
Oh, everybody, it's amazing.
Everybody gets the Monetary Reform Act, and they say, okay, well, what happened? What happened?
Yeah, Pat wrote it about 12 years ago. Pat's an attorney, and so he's the intellectual brains behind this operation.
So, I mean, basically, it's one of the good ideas that's, in the run for hopeful reform someday, right?
Well, that's right.
Well, yeah, and never have we had such a chance at, you know, political pressure build to such a point where reform is now for the first time possible.
Yeah, Rick, thanks for the call. What did, how did Ron Paul, or have you ever talked to Ron Paul, receive your ideas, Pat?
Well, I tried to meet with him. I went out and spoke to a conference of his in Phoenix, what, about a year ago, specifically because I thought he was going to be there so I could talk to him personally. We've visited his office. He's never met with us face to face.
Now, there's a lot of folks claim Ron Paul's going to be places when he's not. That's a problem out there. So when he really does actually come to an event, a lot of folks don't show up thinking, well, I thought it was another one of the events where they just claim he's going to be there. Let's talk some about the film in detail. Because, you know, we mentioned it's a great film, but for those that haven't seen the 3 hours plus and just don't know, this is a whole history and all the incredible interviews. Tell folks about the basic rundown of the film, you know, either one of you, Pat or Bill, and then break down some of the, you know, list some of the people you interviewed for this. I mean, this was, you know, tell us about the making of it.
Well, it basically goes through the history of fractional reserve banking from time immemorial, from the time of Christ, actually, is when we start. And it just builds a case. It's the same thing over and over and over again through history. And then when we get to American history and you can start quoting Franklin and Jefferson and Madison, it's the same thing. They eventually, these people, there are people in every generation who figure it out. And it's the same thing, and it just builds, I believe, an indisputable case for what we're trying to put across, that the only solution for this problem is to take the power to create the quantity of money in this country away from the private bankers, which is the situation we have today, and place it into the hands of the Congress of the United States.
Yeah, going back even to the time of Caesar, there were patricians who, as Bill said, they understood that if they could get the power to create money, I mean, you know, there's even you know, fairy tales about it, like the goose that laid the golden egg, you know, and we talked a minute ago about the Wizard of Oz and so forth. It's people understand, and it's not a hard concept. If I'm the only fellow in the country that can create money, and I can create it on a keyboard or with a printing press, then I'm going to ultimately control the whole country. So if what you're after is power, then that's the vehicle to do it. And people have understood this over and over again. As soon as they understand it, they don't want anybody else to understand it.
Well, tell the viewers some of the people that, well, in fact, since you raised that, as soon as people understand it, they don't want anybody else to understand it. That's what's so ridiculous. If all the founders and all these different presidents and Lincoln and Jackson and wars and editorials and the National Banking Association 100 years ago saying too many Americans read, buy up the newspapers, dumb them down. I mean, it's all public to anyone who's informed, but then we have a population 100 years under their brainwashing who can't even find Iraq on a map but say kill them all. You know, they don't understand. They're the target of these bankers, too. And these bankers got sold on eugenics 100 years ago, so they're carrying that out everywhere. That's another issue I cover in Endgame. It's just, this is everything. This, and then to be called conspiracy theorists because you can read newspaper articles from the time of Andrew Jackson.
Well, if somebody wants to...
It's a pocketbook issue. The reason you don't have as much money in your pocket right now as you did 10 years ago is because of this issue. If you don't like that, then you should watch the video and figure out how to fix it. There's a simple fix for this problem.
That's what's so incredible is you guys really do have a beautiful plan, and it really does work, and it's what our government is designed to do. It's what's in the Constitution. It's what the founders first did.
And it's what Julius Caesar did, for God's sakes. That's what the Roman Empire was built on.
See, we just can't have that. We've got to let some dirtbag scammers run and rule and make us slaves. And I know a lot of listeners are just saying, you're laughing right now. A lot of neocons are listening. A lot of liberals. You just can't wake up. The government's not your mommy and your daddy. And you've got to wake up that, you know, the Federal Reserve isn't your pally-wow. And you're just not going to figure it out. And so I just want you later to know that you know, sometimes I think we don't have hope, but we actually do have a lot of hope. A lot of people are waking up. It's just so obvious. Does it ever make you want to tear your hair out, Bill and Pat, to know how obvious and simple this is, but that business people I talk to, maybe you run into it, just can't grasp it?
Well, actually, business people often do when you explain it to them. But, you know, again, this money has been used to control the media. And rather than reading books as we did 100 years ago in this nation, and, you know, reading perhaps hundreds of books, if not thousands in a lifetime, most of the information we now get is from, you know, three or four news, massive news media. So the means of controlling the information to the average American has been radically made easier for the bankers, and that's one of the things that, you know, we have to deal with now is that the media is so limited. Now, fortunately, again, there's these alternative media, but they reach, obviously, a smaller percentage of the people.
Well, you're right. That's why we need more and more. I realize, as I said 12 years ago, Pirate FM, as it's known, Micro FM, you know, 10 watts, 100 watts, picking up satellite feeds of shows like this. But it's a handful of people that are willing, even though most of the time you never even get a civil letter from the FCC, as long as you're not interfering with other stations, especially in rural areas, it's very easy to do. They're not willing to step up, and they don't understand the animating contest of liberty. It's also exciting and fun to stand up against this scum. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Bronco in Toronto. Go ahead, Bronco.
Hello?
Yes, Bronco.
How are you, Alex?
Good.
Calling from Canada, I was just wondering, you were talking about the influence of... The U.S. economic meltdown and the Fed.
You have your same private bank
up there.
What would
you say is the, or your guests, to the influence in Canada? Like here, I'm just seeing gas prices rising, much like in the States. You know, food prices have gone up. The real estate bubble here hasn't collapsed yet.
Well, let me tell you why. You'd think you're not on the dollar. You're on the loonie, so why has it gone from below the dollar past the dollar, you know, parity and now past it? About 70% of the fuel increase is dollar devaluation, and the rest is speculation on dollar fears. You see, worldwide, everyone's rushing into commodities because the world reserve currency is dying, and everybody's trying to quietly get out of their dollars before it collapses. And so that's the main thing driving that, and that's what's hurting your economy. But, I mean, is
can
that
I
your...
speak to this? Canadian guy.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great Canadian who discovered the truth. His name was Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y McGeer, in about 1935. He was in the parliament. And he fought the bank tooth and nail. And just go to Google and look up Jerry McGeer and some of his quotes. He was a wonderful Canadian, and he knew the truth. This is one of his quotes. They were the men interested in the establishment of the gold standard and the right of the bankers to manage the currency and credit of every nation in the world. With Lincoln out of the way, they were able to proceed with that plan and did proceed with it in the United States. Within 8 years after Lincoln's assassination, silver was demonetized, and the gold standard money system was set up in the United States. And he goes on and on. He was so right on.
Stay there, Bronco. I want to let you talk some more during this behind-the-scenes segment, only for InfoWars.com audio stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Okay, we're going to come back in the final segment for everybody else, but this is too important to skip. Get over there right now to the InfoWars.com streams, folks. All right, here we go.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
And they're going down like the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Why they used to grow food in Kansas? Then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
They used to grow corn in Kansas.
I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against
the law. Total control. They control Freak Wonderland, the DVD. 3 hours, 23 minutes. A little booklet and everything. 1995, InfoWars.com, right now. While you're there, get Truth Rising.
Democracy don't rule the world. Democracy.
democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better than something.
All right, we're out of time with our guests. Again, the Money Masters, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the film. Get the Monetary Reform Act that is in the film and in a booklet within the film. Just absolutely amazing. You need to have it, folks. I mean, I don't know how to push you or drive you to expose these bastards. Spread the truth with everybody. Gentlemen, it's been great to have both of you on. I want to thank you for spending time with us, Pat Carmack and Bill Still. In closing, do you think we're going to have a depression, and how far off do you think it'll be?
Go, Pat.
Well, of course, you know, again, we're talking about definitions that will be shifted around. So, you know, to put it, you know, in just common sense terms, will the economy worsen from what it is now? I think that's pretty certain. To predict how long it will last is very perilous. It's hard to know because it does involve the political order at that point. It has to do with whether or not there's wars going on or whether or not new wars happen and so on. And that I can't predict.
But it appears wars will accelerate that. But, you know, regardless, who knows what's going to happen. 30 seconds, Bill.
I don't see us coming out of this at all. This is a death spiral. We're not going to come out of it until Monetary Reform Act has passed, and we're just going to go down and down and down. There's not going to be a two-year bottom. It's an infinite bottom until this is done.
Folks, know who to blame. The globalists, the bankers, they're the enemy. They did it all. They're the fraudsters. They're the magicians that scammed you. Wake up now. Admit you were con. Police and military and others that think you're part of the establishment. Check into what we've covered here. Gentlemen, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure.
You bet. Gentlemen. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Folks, I am out of time. Retransmission starts on the Internet in about a minute and a half at InfoWars.com. I had Dr. Corsi on. I covered a bunch of news in the first hour as well. If you missed any of the first 2 hours of the show, you've been tuned in the last 2 hours or the last 5 minutes, everything continues at InfoWars.com. And with the sponsor of the day, the only sponsor we have today, we have sponsors throughout the week, is Innerfood. They are just fabulous folks that I wanted to tell you about just briefly. There's actually a couple sponsors, but I'm just thanking them today because they're such a great company, and we just appreciate them so much. Innerfood.com, and then, of course, eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation, high-quality freeze-dried and dehydrated food, lasts more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years in your barn or shed. It's in metal cans, so it's all dried in there. It's dehydrated, so there's a ton of it. High quality with all this craziness going on. Food prices exploding. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. It's where I've gotten my storable foods. I believe in them. Or eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you all. Great job to the network and the folks out here in Austin. All the listeners and the sponsors. Retransmission in T-minus 70 seconds. Be there at the InfoWars.com streams. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.